Tomorrow is the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. So I'm going to speak something about Gadadhar Pandit in anticipation of his appearance date tomorrow. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And our Panchatattva Gadadhar is to Lord Chaitanya's immediate left, just as Radharani is immediately to the left of Krishna. We have deities of Radha and Krishna on the altar. So as Radha is to Krishna, Gadadhar is to Gaura, Gadadhar Pandit. Because there's also Gadadhar Das, not to be confused with Gadadhar Pandit. When we hear something about or speak something about or read something about Gadadhar Pandit, there's two things that are, maybe three, outstandingly spoken about him. When you read his biographies, he was Lord Chaitanya's constant companion. You read that every time you read about Gadadhar Pandit. Constant companion. Because he was attached to Lord Chaitanya's association, and Lord Chaitanya was attached to his association for obvious reasons. And another is this identity of Gadadhar Pandit as Radharani. And in Gaura Gododesh Deepika, the text that is a who's who in Gaura Leela, who are those personalities in Krishna's Leela, it speaks of specifically citing Sarup Damodar. Who's Sarup Damodar? Sarup Damodar is of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, most intimate associates, knowing everything about Lord Chaitanya's internal identity, and very, very expert at enhancing the mood of ecstatic love of Lord Chaitanya because of their knowledge of the scripture. They would recite or sing appropriate verses according to his mood that would strengthen and stimulate further that particular mood. They could understand his mood of love, and they knew how to enhance it. So Sarup Damodar is in fact the one that disclosed to Raghunath Das Goswami the internal meaning of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Puri, which are very deep. Then in turn, Raghunath Das Goswami recited those when he went to Vrindavan so that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami could hear and then write with full realization coming from Sarup Damodar. So Sarup Damodar specifically wrote in his diary that Gadadhar Pandit is none other than the same eternal pleasure potency of Shamasundar in the spiritual world, Radharani in Gaura's Leela. It was very explicit and very clear, his disclosure of this fact. And in Gaura Gododesh Deepika, it also states that in addition, an avesh expansion of Lalita also entered into him. And our acharyas explain what that means. I don't know, otherwise we'll really know what that means. Their explanation is that like Lalita unto Srimati Radharani, Lalita would always console Radha when Radha was feeling separation from Krishna. So similarly, the association of Gadadhar Pandit served in that way in Lord Chaitanya's moods. And I'll give some examples. This is just like information or description. Then comes the Leela. Constant companion and Radha. Now this is Radha in terms of bhava, and also in terms of potency, just like there's a mood of Radha towards Krishna, intense love, in the very special mood of the love of the pleasure potency of the Supreme towards the Supreme. So how dear was Gadadhar Pandit to Lord Chaitanya, and how dear was Lord Chaitanya to Gadadhar Pandit? Inconceivable. In age, they were a slight difference, almost the same age. They went to the same school. 2 or 3 years older, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit was born in now Bangladesh, Chittagong area, and he was the son of a Brahmana, Madhava Mishra, and Madhava Mishra was one of the primary priests of the local king. So highly learned, highly respected father. Ratnavati was his mother's name. And it wasn't until the family decided to move, it is said in his biographies, that the king helped his Madhava Mishra to move to Navadvip, because Navadvip was a seat of high learning. There were very exalted Vaishnavas residing there. And Madhava Mishra, although he had this, you know, who would want a better situation than the priest or minister of a king? He wanted the Vaishnava association more than that. So the king assisted him. It must have been very dear to the king. From the time that he was very small, he had certain characteristics. He very much liked or found peace in solitude. Not exactly reclusive, but he just was very self-contented and didn't need, you know, what many children need, you know, playmates and run around, and he wasn't like that. He was very, from childhood, particularly renounced and particularly very calm and peaceful and very, very attracted to Krishna. From childhood, naturally attracted to Krishna. And he was a lifelong brahmachari. When he moved to the family, moved to Navadvip, the parents, Ratnavali in particular, is described, she immediately became attracted in deep friendship with Mother Sachi, and they treated one another like sisters. And their two children treated one another like brothers. So they were, the description is sometimes the children would play at Mother Sachi's house, sometimes they would play at Nathali's house. Now mind you, these are 12-year-old boys, not little children. And certainly by this time, the children were engaged in their education. And at this early age, at the early age, they were both enrolled in Gangadas Pandit School. And Nimai Pandit was so good, such a student, that he learned everything Gangadas Pandit had to teach very quickly. He ran out of things to teach. And so he had Nimai Pandit become his apprentice, or intern, we say these days. he had his own little school within Ganga Das Pandit school. And because he was a little younger, Gadadhar Pandit was naturally always wanting to be in his association, but it was one of those, Chaitanya Bhagavat described it so beautifully. He couldn't be without his association, but also because Nimai Pandit was in a debate mood as a small schoolboy, he couldn't stand to be around him because he had no interest in mundane argument and wrangling. He just was attracted to Krishna. And everybody knew that he was just attracted to Krishna, and Nimai Pandit knew. So just like Nimai Pandit would everywhere go, and Chaitanya Bhagavat described, there was not a Brahmin in the whole of Navadvip that was averse when they would see Nimai Pandit coming down the street, they'd run the other way. Because he'd go and challenge them in debate, and challenge them in debate, and challenge them in debate, and always win. And then chastise them and say, you didn't do very well today, but I'll see you again tomorrow. And they were thinking, oh no, I don't want to see you again tomorrow. So specifically, the confrontation with Gadadhar Pandit was Lord Chaitanya saw him and immediately went straight to him and said, Gadadhar, I hear that you're a learned scholar. Please tell me, what is the definition of a liberated soul? And Gadadhar Pandit said, I don't think you'll accept the answer. You tell me according to scripture, whatever scripture says. According to scripture, the Nyaya Shastra says, the beginning stage of liberation is where the cessation of all material miseries take place, and quoted the verse. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's unacceptable. That's incomplete. Because both the gross body and the subtle body, they're material. And so if the gross body and the subtle body cease to experience their miseries, it's incomplete. The real position of liberation is where the soul takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And he quoted the verse which says that. He said, you didn't do very well today, but I'll catch you tomorrow. And Gadadhar Pandit, Chaitanya Bhagavat says, he was thinking, I'm so attracted, but I don't want to see him again tomorrow. So one can imagine the emotion, bhava, of Gadadhar Pandit not being able to be without Nimai Pandit's association and wanting to avoid his association at the same time. And like that, they grew up in childhood. Then when Nimai Pandit received initiation from... Before that, there was a little section, important section, where Ishwara Puri visits Navadvip. And who was Ishwara Puri? He became the spiritual master of Nimai Pandit later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a direct disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And his mood, Ishwara Puri's mood, was very much like Gadadhar Pandit's mood. Very renounced. In fact, when Ishwara Puri entered Navadvip, he concealed even that he was a sannyasi, and he concealed his spiritual qualification. This is a natural thing for a very elevated personality. And when he entered into the assembly where Advaita Acharya was residing or presiding, just by his entering into the place where Advaita Acharya was, just to be in his association, Advaita Acharya immediately stood up and said, I can understand that you're a disciple of Madhavendra Puri because I'm feeling such ecstasy just being in your association. I also am a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And from that moment, a great appreciation for one another erupted. spontaneously. Ishwarpuri had written a book called Krishna Lilamrita, and it was part of his sadhana that he would taste the verses. He would recite them aloud, sing them aloud, and then discuss them in the association of whoever was there, and that was, you know, churning the topics of Krishna. So Gadadhar Pandit was very attracted to Ishwarpuri and his reciting of the pastimes of Krishna. So he would go and sit with Ishwarpuri every day and hear from him. One day when they were walking together along the Ganga, there was an assembly underneath a large tree by the side of the Ganga, and Ishwarpuri asked, "Who's that?" He said, "Oh, that's Nimai Pandit in his class. He's a very popular teacher. He has many, many students. I've heard. Can you introduce me to him? Do you know him?" So an introduction was made. And immediately, this is the first introduction of Nimai with Ishwarpuri. Nimai said, my mother and father would be very, very happy if you would honor them with your presence. Can you please come for lunch today? I'll make the arrangements. Please say yes." So Ishwarpuri was moved by the softness and sweetness of Nimai's request. So he agreed. This is the beginning of his service, because all devotional service and hearing from a qualified person like Ishwarpuri begins with humble service. So the introduction was made when he came to the house, and Mother Sachi was known for her excellent, even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew about it, her excellent cooking. So he was very pleased by the reception, and then he asked Nimai, "I hear that you're very expert in grammar, and I would appreciate it if you would assist me. Some service." "What is that?" "The service of reading, as I'm describing, Krishna Lilamrita. Come and hear from me, and if you hear some mistakes, then you can make some suggestion." And so I want, you know, even Ishwarpuri wanted an editor, as Prabhupada also had an editor for his writing. So Nimai Pandit said, "Certainly there's no mistakes in anything that you've done, so you know, what service can I do?" He said, no, please, I want you to do this service. There may be some mistake." So like that, Gadadhar Pandit was the liaison for his meeting with Ishwarpuri. As it turned out, according to the biography, days and days and days passed. There was no flaw. Lord Chaitanya indicated a particular mistake, and Ishwarpuri said, "Oh, let me contemplate your recommendation to change from this to that." The next day he said, "No, the way that it's written is right. The intention, it's a literary ornament. The intention is not, it comes through by the secondary meaning. And the secondary meaning makes it very nice. It's a literary ornament. It's just fine the way it is." And Lord Chaitanya didn't argue, because his renown was, he would always argue, and he'd always win. But he was very happy to be defeated by Ishwarpuri and accepted defeat. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Does this boy belong to somebody? He belongs to you? I think he belongs outside too. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya met Ishwarapuri, and later he became his initiated disciple when going to Gaya for the Shraddha ceremony of his father, departed father. And upon his return, he was exhibiting the highest of stages of love of God. He went to, on his way back to Navadvip, he went to a place. Have any of you been to Kanai Natashala? Kanai Natashala, some distance from Navadvip. But it was on the way from Gaya back to Navadvip. And there, Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna. Not only he saw Krishna, but in detail, he describes later what he saw. And then Krishna came and embraced him. And then Krishna smiled, and Krishna just disappeared. And he went mad. Where is Krishna? Where did Krishna go? Kept repeating and repeating and repeating in a state of madness, of love, and separation from Krishna. And told the devotees, heard that he had gone to Kanai Natashala, some of them, and he told them all that tomorrow I'll go to the house of Shukumbhar Brahmachari. This is now connecting with Gadadhar Pandit. So that the next morning, there was a particular tree. Those of you who have been to Mayapur, you know the house of Shivas Pandit, or Shivas Anga, where the kirtan would take place every night. And over to the left side is a little place where Dvaitachari would stay and when Gadadhar Pandit would stay. So they were, this tree was very special. It was like a Kalpavriksha tree. It produced very, very, very fragrant kunda flowers without limit. As many, you know, in India, people that are doing deity worship, they go and gather flowers from the trees. There's only so many flowers, so the early flower collector catches the flower. But this tree supplied unlimited numbers of flowers. So everyone would go there. The brahmanas would go there and gather their flowers. And as they were gathering flowers, it was told that Nimai Pandit has come back and he's completely changed. He's become a devotee. He's become an ecstatic devotee and he wants everyone to come after they finish their puja and come to the house of Shukumbhar Brahmachari. So all the devotees went, including Gadadhar Pandit, who previously had this can't be with him, can't be away from him mood, because he was this ridiculous debating scholar, which he had no interest in. So when Lord Chaitanya, they came to where Lord Chaitanya was, he was just repeating over and over, like a madman, where is Krishna? And anything anybody said to him, he would reply, where is Krishna? Where is he gone? Are you hungry? Where is Krishna? Is everything all right? Where has he gone? Where is Krishna now? And he suddenly stood up and he held on to a pillar and he leaned on the pillar so heavily the pillar crashed to the ground and he crashed to the ground. And he stood up and crashed to the ground. Where is Krishna? He was like a crazy person, mad in love of Krishna. Gadadhar Pandit, seeing this, he fell to the ground and fainted. And Lord Chaitanya looked around and said, Gadadhar, is that you? You are so fortunate that your whole life you've simply been attracted to Krishna, and I wasted my whole life simply interested in material wrangling and studies. Gadadhar, you are the most fortunate person in the universe. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna gone? And then there was a kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya began dancing in the kirtan, and the scene was mad. Gadadhar Pandit couldn't believe himself. How is this possible? So from that time on is when they were inseparable. Wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, Gadadhar Pandit would go with him. One day, in this mood of separation from Krishna, he started speaking another madness. My father, Pundarik. And everyone knew his father's name was Jagannath Mishra. My father, Pundarik, he is coming very soon. And fortunately, Mukunda Datta knew who Pundarik was because he was from the same place in Chittagong. So he informed Gadadhar, there's this great devotee, because Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Krishna Leela was King Vrishabhanu, the father of Radharani. So he's a very great devotee. He knows the scriptures so nicely. You're going to very much enjoy his association. Let's go. See Pundarik, when he had come. And when they got there, Gadadhar Pandit was shocked. Because there he saw this extravagantly over-opulent personality, lying, reclining on a white silken bed with so many silken pillows and so many different drinks and somebody fanning him and the sense of scented oil and perfumes coming from his body. And Gadadhar thought, oh my God, I'm getting out of here. There's a sense gratifier. Why has Mukunda Datta brought me here? He knows I have no interest in these things. And knowing the mind of Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda sang a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And the verse that he sang is a very famous verse. It's the verse from the third canto, where, the beginning part, where Uddhava speaks about the exalted nature of Krishna. Krishna is so, there's no better worshipable person than Krishna. Because by his kindness, even Putana, who came to kill him by poisoning him, because she came like a mother would breastfeed a child, Krishna accepted the mood of the mother, liberated her, and gave her a position in the spiritual world as a nurse to assist Mother Yashoda eternally in Goloka Vrindavan. Who could be a better master than Krishna? And hearing him sing that verse, Pundarik lost it. He, hearing the glories of Krishna, if you are familiar with nectar of devotion, the glories of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, the flute of Krishna, and so forth, they're called udipan, or stimulations of ecstatic love. And one who's situated on the platform of ecstatic love, hearing those stimulations, he became excited in the stage of prema, the highest stage of prema, and his whole body began to tremble, and he lost control, and he fell off his seat, and the drinks were scattering in all directions, and clamor and noise. And Mukunda Datta continued to sing the words, the songs of Uddhava, a great lover of Krishna. And he continued rolling on the ground in ecstasy of love of God. And Gadadhar Pandit could understand, I made a big offense. I was thinking of him in external terms only, and I didn't understand his exalted nature. And I've offended, in my mind, I've offended a great personality. So when he came to external consciousness, in all honesty and simplicity and truthfulness, Gadadhar Pandit disclosed everything that was within his mind. and pleaded with him to accept his forgiveness, or to extend his forgiveness, accept his apology, and accept him as a disciple. And Pundarik just smiled and said, on a proper auspicious day, you can become initiated. And he initiated him. So the initiating, the Diksha Guru of the Dadhar Pandit was Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And there's a pastime that comes at the very end in Antya Lila, where Gadadhar Pandit says, I'm not sure I have remembered the mantra I received from my guru properly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you give the mantra again? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, very clever, but that can't be done. One has received mantra, there's only one mantra guru. So now Gadadhar Pandit is initiated disciple. Ishwara Puri is the initiating spiritual master of Nimai Pandit. And they associated together again constantly. Constant association. The description, there's a nice description in Chaitanya Bhagavat of a drama. Lord Chaitanya, in his ecstasy of love of God, wanted to have a drama. So when he wants to have a drama, it's going to be a great drama. Not only he, so it was, everyone agreed. It was held at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And for those of you that visit Mayapur, that's now the Chaitanya Math, the headquarters of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was at that very place. And one of the devotees made arrangements for all the stage and the costuming. Lord Chaitanya designed the costumes, he wrote the script, he was the director, and he was one of the performers. And he decided who was going to play who in the drama. And Gadadhar Pandit played the part of a gopi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played the part of Radharani. And the goddess of fortune in her different capacities as Bhumi, as Lakshmi, and so forth. And exhibiting ecstatic moods according to each of those manifestations of the Lord's internal potency. And he danced, and Gadadhar Pandit danced in such a way such he couldn't even recognize her own son. Who is that? Is that Gadadhar Pandit? And she fainted. In the Mahaprakash Lila at the house of Srivas Anga, he was a participant along with all of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When it came time for Lord Chaitanya to accept sannyas, Gadadhar Pandit was one of the, according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, handful, that's like five people, knew in advance of his taking sannyas that he was going to take sannyas, and Gadadhar Pandit was one of them. Gadadhar Pandit was in disbelief. He didn't argue against it. He just was stunned. Lord Nityananda argued against it. You can't do this. But Gadadhar Pandit just was stunned. Said, why don't you just kill me? If you're going to leave now, what's the use of my life? Just kill me, please. Because he was so attached to his association. So when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and then went to Puri, Gadadhar Pandit took sannyas and went to Puri. And when he went to Puri, he took a vow of Kshetra sannyas that he would never leave Puri. And some arrangement was made by Lord Chaitanya in a distant place, which is now still kind of forested, but Tota Gopinath, Tota means like a forested area. The deity of Gopinath was found, and Lord Chaitanya entrusted the worship of Gopinath to Gadadhar Pandit. And a temple was built, the temple is still there, and every day, just like Lord Chaitanya, after seeing Lord Jagannath, would go see Haridas Thakur and bring prasad of Jagannath for Haridas and talk with him, spend some time. He would then go every day, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, to get association with Gadadhar Pandit. You know what they did together? Gadadhar Pandit recited Srimad Bhagavatam for several hours while Lord Chaitanya listened. Can you imagine what a Bhagavatam class that was? Radharani giving a Bhagavatam class to Krishna. Who's in the mood of Radharani? Amazing. Specifically it says, when Lord Chaitanya, he loved especially hearing the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, and after hearing them from beginning to end, he would say, "Say it again! Say it again!" He didn't say, "Oh, I've heard that one, do you have another one?" Like devotees sometimes do. "I've heard that one, is there something new?" Didn't do that. Because within the topics, it's something important for us to understand. Within the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's so much nectar. And the way to receive the nectar is in the association of others, like-minded persons. You hear the topics again, and hear it's just like the Maha Mantra. "I've heard that one. You have another one?" Say it again and say it again. It's described as like making sandalwood paste. Some of you may have made sandalwood paste before. You have the flat stone in the wood and just a little bit of water, not too much. And you just keep moving in a circular motion, round and around and around and around. And slowly, a little bit more water, round and around. And slowly the wood becomes paste. But it's not just paste, there's a fragrance. Sandalwood fragrance. Just keep rubbing and rubbing. And then you have sandalwood paste. So same way with Srimad Bhagavatam. By taking the topics and reciting them again and again, and again and again, and again and again, and again and again. There's a fragrance. There's a sweetness. There's a reciprocation from Krishna. The potencies of Krishna are then, they come out. And one gets realizations newer, even with Bhagavad Gita. We've all had this experience, I'm sure of it. You read Bhagavad Gita, and then you read it again, you find things that you didn't even notice the first time you read Bhagavad Gita. And then you read it again, and there's some new things you didn't even notice the first two times. And you read it again and read it again, and it's new things all the time. What's going on here? Was I asleep? Or? But it's Krishna's ever fresh. Navayovana. And again, Krishna discloses for those who approach him with devotion. So, Gadadhar Pandit certainly had devotion for Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had great love for Gadadhar Pandit, who knew how to describe the pastimes of Krishna in such a way we don't know what that was like. But Lord Chaitanya did. So he would go regularly and hear from him. In fact, Madhupati asked if I wanted a projector, because I like showing pictures. So there's one picture that I would show if I had a projector. I'll just describe it. There's a painting that Maharaj Prataparudra commissioned of himself and Lord Chaitanya. And the painting is on the bank of Narendra Sarovar, those of you who've been to Puri. You know, the black and white marble by the surrounding the perimeter of Narendra Sarovar. So they're under a tree. And there's Gadadhar Pandit reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And over here are Ramananda Roy and Surab Damodar, and there's the names written in Bengali, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and over there is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, And over there is Haridas Thakur hanging his clothes. And there is Maharaj Pratap Rudra flat, full dandavats, before Gadadhar Pant reciting Srimad Bhagavatam before the assembly of all the Vaishnavas. So this was yet another outstanding quality of Gadadhar Pandit. In fact, he also accepted disciples, and some of his disciples and disciples of his disciples became residents in Vrindavan, and they were part of the entourage of the followers of the Goswamis that helped continue the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu intact, specifically hearing the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam according to the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, exactly according to how Gadadhar Pandit had given it. So although that's not necessarily one of the primary things that we hear about, it's certainly, as you become familiar with Gaudiya history, his role was substantially important. Srinivasacharya first heard from him, and so on. That one of the principal persons who approved gave his blessing, gave his order to Krishnadas Kaviraj to write Chaitanya Charitamrita was one of Gadadhar Pandit's grand disciples. Very important personality in our disciplic line, but most intimately known for his relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then it would be incomplete to speak about Gadadhar Pandit without describing the incident, the pastime of Lord Chaitanya wanting to go to Vrindavan. He wanted to go to Vrindavan from the first time he was initiated by Ishwar Puri and Gaya. In fact, he left Gaya, left his students alone, and just like a madman went running for Vrindavan. But he heard a voice from the sky. He's the personality of God. He doesn't need a voice from the sky. He heard a voice from the sky saying, not now. You can go there later. But you have to go back to Navadvip now and deliver the chanting of the holy name to all the people of Navadvip. You can go later. So he went back to Gaya, gathered his students, and went to Navadvip. And then when he took sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was on his way to Vrindavan, but Lord Nityananda tricked him and sent him instead to the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur. And there he met his mother, who pleaded with him, please don't go to Vrindavan. Go to Puri. If you go to Vrindavan, I may never hear of you. But if you go to Puri, at least every year the devotees from here, they go to Puri to see the Rath Yatra, and I'll get news of you, so please go to Krishna's there in Puri. So he went to Puri, didn't go to Vrindavan. Then a third time he tried to go to Vrindavan. But the devotees, his loving nature was such that although he's the independent Supreme Lord, and they regarded him as such, he wouldn't go. His mood was the mood of a sannyasi who wouldn't go without their blessings, and they tricked him for a long time, season after season after season. They go, oh, just wait till the next season. Oh, just wait till the next season, and you can go. Oh, now it's rainy season, you shouldn't go. Now it's too hot, you shouldn't go. So finally, he just, I'm going. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj arranged for a royal procession to accompany him with thousands of people and making arrangements for the crossing of the rivers and taking care of the different kingdoms and the dacoits and so forth and so on. And Gadadhar Pandit, although he had taken a Kshetra sannyas, means that a vow, I'll never leave the Dham for the rest of my life, I'll never leave the Dham. And he left the Dham. And Lord Chaitanya saw him following and said, what are you doing? You bring ruination to yourself and to me because you've taken a vow. And Gadadhar Pandit said, don't worry. Wherever you are, that's the Dham. I'm not breaking my vow. Yes, but the vow specifically is the Dham of Puri. It won't reflect on you. I'll go separately. No one will say anything about you. I'll go my own way. See you in Vrindavan. So in a parallel way, Gadadhar Pandit, just because he was so attached, he couldn't bear. He'd better break my vow, break my word, than be without the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So some far distance away, there was a river crossing, and Gadadhar Pandit met up with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, okay, now you've done it, you've broken your vow, you've ruined my name, and you've ruined your name, I'm ordering you, go back. You have nothing but my word is your life and soul, I'm saying go back. He got in the boat and crossed. Gadadhar Pandit fell to the ground unconscious. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya picked him up and said, the love that Lord Chaitanya has for you is incomparable. There's no one who's the greater recipient of love than you. You're so fortunate. You should follow his instruction and go back. So he went back. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never made it to Vrindavan and came back to Puri, saying, I couldn't leave without to permit the blessings of Gadadhar Pandit. Only if Gadadhar Pandit says I can I go. Gadadhar Pandit fell at his feet. Said, you can go after a few months. Stay with me for a few months, then you can go. Such love between these two. And the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said, took place at the Tosha Gopinath temple. There's many other pastimes, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, as he did every day, after darshan of Jagannath in the morning, and taking prasad to Haridas, he went to see Gadadhar Pandit, and his mood was restless. Gadadhar Pandit was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up, went to the altar, entered into the altar, and entered into the deity of Gopinath, and disappeared that way. And there's a mark in the knee area of Gopinath that has said that's where Lord Chaitanya entered. So they went to look on the altar, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was gone. He entered into the body of Gopinath. And Gadadhar Pandit was devastated. But fortunately, Gadadhar Pandit had received an instruction. It was a trick. But it was a good trick. But he had said that very soon, one very great devotee will come here. His name is Srinivas, and I want you to remain and instruct him in Srimad Bhagavatam, train him in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a service I want of you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the service, very similar to Krishna in the third canto, giving some service to Uddhava so he could maintain his life. Very soon, I want you to deliver the teachings that I've just spoken to you to the associates of Nara Narayan Rishi. They have an ashram in the north country. Go there. I entered into this world to give my association to my devotees, but that's one place I was unable to go. So through you I can go. You take these teachings and deliver to them so that he could maintain his life through service. And similarly, I remember one, just end this way. I remember one morning walk in Mayapur where Srila Prabhupada was in a particular mood that morning of glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are these statements in Chaitanya Charitamrita where when Lord Chaitanya was glorifying his devotees, sometimes it says he spoke as if he had five mouths and as if he had 10 mouths, and when he glorified Haridas Thakur as if he had 100 mouths. When Prabhupada was speaking that particular morning glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was as if he had many, many mouths. His mood was so transcendentally joyful, describing the character and the quality of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the contributions and the gifts and the magnanimity and the acharya position. He was just overflowing like a tsunami. It was really amazing. And so one devotee, in the course of the exchange, said, Prabhupada, he was such a great acharya. Why didn't he spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world? Because he described how he had sent a book in English, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and life and precepts. Prabhupada smiled. He said he left something for us to do. And then in turn, Prabhupada paused and said, and I'm going to leave something for you to do. And then he began speaking about the Temple of Vedic Planetarium so many 30-something years later. We're attempting. We only need, like $60 million and we can do it. Finish it. But somehow, the GBC members discussed that at our meeting. We have to do it. And if we say, oh, how can we do it? It's not going to happen. If commitment is there, that Prabhupada said, Krishna is no poor man. We may be poor men, but Krishna is not a poor man. And somehow, just like the mission of Srila Prabhupada, mission impossible. He even said it. I was thinking, how is this possible? I don't have the qualification. How was it? By empowerment, the impossible becomes possible. Not by our ability. The order of the spiritual master makes the impossible possible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the service of the Tugadhar Pandit of speaking the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, meaning his teachings, to Srinivas. As he did to others, he gave service to others that would endure beyond Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifest pastimes. The Goswamis, for example. Each of them, in their own way, he gave them some service to do. And so, in the life of Gadadhar,